for the most part, Freud doesn't want us to think about who the sitter is. However, those sitters who have been identified often are his children, and it's a way of, I think, acknowledging them and their significance to him. The subject of this group of three etchings is Freud's daughter Bella, who we saw earlier in the exhibition, and she's now about 13 years older. The reason there are three almost but not quite identical images here is that you're seeing three different states of the print printed from the same copper plate. After the first state was printed, Freud was not satisfied with the face, and so he had his printer actually burnish out the entire area, and then he went back and redrew it with his etching needle, had his printer ink it and proof it again, and he still wasn't satisfied with the face. So he went through that whole process again, and finally with the third state, he felt that it was a good depiction of his daughter. This etching is also remarkable for the level of detail that's gone into describing the wicker chair and also in the background, which Freud has very methodically filled in with tiny, repetitive strokes of the etching needle. This actually creates a kind of mesmerizing effect that makes it seem like the light around her is actually flickering in a very mysterious and provocative way. And it calls to mind something that Freud is fond of saying, which is that he's very conscious of the air that goes around people in different ways, having to do with their own particular vitality.